Good morning, this is Andrea. Do I have Miss Scott on the phone?
Yes, you do.
Perfect, just making sure that was you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father Raphael.
Hey, how are you, Andrea?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Very good.
Just give us a few minutes. We're waiting for Chair Black to get on.
Okay.
Good morning, Annette. This is Andrea. Just waiting for Chair Black to get on, and then we can get started.
Thank you, Beth.
Hello? Good morning, this is Andrea. Do you have Scott Black on the line?
Yes, I just joined. Thanks for the help, Andrea.
Of course, no problem.
Okay.
Chair Black, we do have everyone in for the board. We do have Annette as well. Dr. Legan is in another meeting, so he will be joining us a little bit later.
Okay,
so
no problem.
So you can get started whenever you like.
Okay, bear with me just a second.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
My apologies for the delay. Okay, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order at this time, and I'd like to do the roll call, please.
Absolutely. Well, good morning. This is Andrea. Do I have Scott Black on the line?
You do.
Do I have Scott Garrett?
Affirmative.
Do I have Father Raphael?
Yes.
And do I have Ms. Lucille Scott?
Yes.
We have all the board members, and we do have quorum.
Okay, wonderful. We'll go ahead and go to item number three, the first public comment. And are there any folks that would like to speak during public comment that have called into this meeting?
Mr. Chair, did you want to do the pledge?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, if you'll all follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you all so much. At this time, we'll go to item number 3 to open the first public comment. And are there any that have called in or sent in a message that needed to be read into the record, Andrea?
Chair Black, we do not have any for public comment.
Okay, we'll close the public comment and go to item number 4, adoption of the May 26, 2020 agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda as published. And when you make a motion, if you'll just state your name along with that.
Scott Jarrett, I have to make a motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Yep.
We have a motion by Mr. Garrett. Is there a second for that?
I will second that.
And Ms. Scott, we have a motion by Mr. Garrett and a second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
And if there is any opposition, please state your name. That motion passes. And now we will go to item number 5, which is report discussion action. The first of two items is to review and discuss the financial report. And we'll go ahead and turn the time over to Alfred for that report, I believe. Is that correct?
That will be for Sue.
Who's sharing that report with us today?
That will be for Sue.
Alfred, I think you're muted.
All right, good morning. This is Alfred.
Alfred.
That will be for Sue and the finance team.
Perfect. Are they available for that report?
Andrea, do we have those individuals online? I see that we have
Ivette. We do, they are on.
Okay, great.
All right, we'll turn the time over to the finance team for the report. Thank you for joining us remotely today. Hi, Sue.
Can you speak, Sue, can you, this is Annette, can you speak a little bit closer to your mic, please? You're fading out just a little.
It was either a bad connection or she was too far from the microphone. Sue can, okay,
I'm
much better.
Let me try, is that a little better? Is that any clearer?
It's louder, but it's a little choppy, but I think we'll be okay.
I'm sorry, I've had trouble getting into the system through WebEx, and I've been bound twice. I know that Karen White has been trying to get in. I did not see her presence. So in her absence, I will make a few short comments. Ms. Karen White, our new acting CFO, who began about a week and a half ago, and she will be directing the... Oh, are you there, Karen?
I think I finally got myself unmuted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Sue.
Yes.
So my name is Karen White, and I'm the CFO of the Southern Nevada Health District, and I will be providing the financial committee update for the financial reports. Does everybody have a copy of the PowerPoint presentation that was sent to you or part of the
Yes.
Okay. So if we go on to page 2 on the activities update, we've already covered the first one, but I'm now on board just recently. So we have a new controller, Norla Monroe, who will start June 1st. And we have a meeting actually later this week with the external auditors to get ready for our June 30th fiscal year-end audit. We go on to page 3, the financial activities update. Current projects, so the FQHC reporting, I understand that this has been a bit of an issue in the past. So staff are making an effort to report the most current data for revenue expenses in a timely manner. The additional financial reports, the balance sheet, and the statement of cash flows, we hope to be ready by June 30th. And as we go continue on, we'll be providing additional financial reports for your analysis once we have a little bit of tenure and have some data to report. The next item on the list, the billing process and error remediation. So we're still working with our third-party billers, the billing company, excuse me, and we also continue to train staff to help improve the billing function. ECW implementation, all of the FQHC clinic sites have now been implemented on ECW. And the last item on the screen is the fiscal year 2021 budget. So that has been submitted to Clark County as required by the state of Nevada on May 1st. We go on to the next page 4. Again, financial activities update continued. So our revenues are ahead of budget, primarily due to by $5 million. Actually, the screen will be on page 6. You can actually turn to that if you would like, if that would be helpful for you to look at it. So our revenues are over budget by about $5 million. $4 million of that is from pharmacy, 340B pharmacy, and the other $1 million is from additional grant money that's been available due to the COVID-19. Supplies are over budget in the pharmacy by about $2.7 million, which is in line with the growth of revenue for pharmacy. And also the other $1 million has to do with the expenditures related to the additional $1 million that we received in federal funding. So when we recognize the funding, we should have the expenses that match that funding in our financial statements. And salaries are in line with budget overall, which is a little bit of a 3% variance. We go on to slide number 5. There are currently 12 vacancies so they're being recruited. This has an impact of $57,000 through the end of fiscal year 20, which is basically the month of May and June. And the overall estimated budget impact for next year will be about $62,000. So additional, it's either going to be plus or minus $62,000 on the already approved budget. And then if you are not there yet, if you want to look at page 6, that's just the summary of our total revenues. Actual revenues of $13 million, just over $13 million. Versus a budget of just under $8 million or a variance of $5 million, a 64% of year-to-date actuals to budget. And total expenses, our budget was $11.6 million and we're currently at $15.4 million, so we're $3.8 million over budget on expenses. The net effect financial position, actual loss, of $2,425,778 versus a projected budget loss of $3,694,848 for a positive variance of $1,269,070. Does anyone have any questions on this presentation?
And I would like to make a comment, and this is great. Thank you, Karen, for this report, analysis, and information provided, updated as a big change from the last meeting. It's very helpful, very well explained, and just want to say thank you very much because they are well presented.
Thank you.
Awesome. Any other questions from the board? For Karen? I just had one question, Karen, and forgive me if I am not familiar, but Did you come from internal or did you come from the outside?
From the outside.
Will you introduce yourself to us? We're welcome to the team, by the way. And if you'll just take a second and give us a brief introduction, that would be wonderful for the board members that haven't had that privilege of getting to know you yet.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Karen White, and I'm the acting CFO of the district. I'm an accountant by training and a CPA, and have been working in the healthcare field for over 20 years.
Awesome. Were you here locally, or did you come from out of state?
I'm actually currently in Florida.
Oh, so Florida. Okay.
Working remotely, along with everyone.
All right. Nice. Okay. Awesome. Well, welcome aboard. Thank you so much.
Now, I have another question. So it means that we have been working with a budget in deficit. So it was planned to have a deficit for the year?
It is my understanding, since I'm still new, that yes, that is the case based on the information that was provided. It takes a little while for any new business, any new clinic business to become profitable.
Okay, and I have another question on based on since this budget was made previous COVID-19, and we can see all these changes, and the good thing is that's been in a positive way, the variance is positive. Is there any way to plan ahead or make that forecast for the rest of the year with the actual situation?
Yes, we should be able to do that.
Good.
All right, thanks for those great questions, Father Raphael. All right, any other questions for Ms. White? Does that conclude your presentation, Ms. White?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll go to the second item under agenda item 5, discuss and approve recommendation to the Southern Nevada Community Health Center Board on May 28th. Are you going to take that, Alfred? Or are we just recommending this report the board?
I'm sorry, Chairman Black. You are recommending this report to the board.
Awesome. Glad to do it. It was a great report. So we'll go ahead and close item. We don't need to open this for public comment or for a hearing, do we, or discussion?
No, you do not.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, in that case, we'll go to the second public comment. This is an opportunity for anyone to speak on agenda items or non-posted agenda items. Are there any in the queue?
Mr. Chair,
Yes, ma'am.
You need to vote on the recommendation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't worry.
We'll reopen item number 5. We received a very thorough and comprehensive report from Ms. White. At this time, I'll turn over to the board for a motion for acceptance and approval of this report with the anticipation of recommending it for approval by the full board on the 28th. And I'll entertain the motion. If you'll state your name, please.
Scott, do you guys like to make a motion?
Is that Mr. Garrett?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a second on this?
Second.
I second.
Raphael.
Oh.
Okay. So we have a motion by Mr. Garrett and a second by Father Raphael. All in favor, say aye.
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 And any in opposition, please state your name. Here, no appearing, no opposition. That motion passes, and it's approved for recommendation to the board on the 28th. And at this time, we'll go to the next item on the agenda, the final item, which is second public comment. And do we have anyone that has called in, Andrea, or has a statement that they would like to have read for the record?
We do not.
Okay, hearing no public comment. Thank you all for joining us this morning. My apologies for being delayed at joining the meeting, but I really appreciate your time this morning, and I guess we'll hear from each other and possibly see each other on a video screen on Thursday. Have a
all
great
right.
day. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Okay. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website at www.webex.com.